Time now for even more sports. Hey, who swiped Ron's theme? Is there a sports fan who can't bleed out that refrain from ESPN Sports Center? The All Sports All the Time TV network, celebrating 25 years on the air. In that generation, it's gone from a couple of guys in trailers in Connecticut covering the Milwaukee Schlitzers of the American Professional Slow Pitch Softball League to fundamentally changing sports television, maybe even broadcasting. Today, ESPN, ESPN2 carry Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, even the occasional Scrabble tournament. And joining us from Chicago is our own double word score for All Sports All the Time, our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Tell me about the days of television before ESPN.
You know, you mentioned the slow pitch softball. I'm sitting here looking at some of the other sports ESPN broadcast when it started up in 1979. And some of the big ones are Australian rules football, American Legion baseball, NCAA hockey, English League soccer. Nowadays, as you point out, they do everything. But, you know, beyond that, Scott, ESPN is not just a concept anymore. It's really a brand. Think about it. ESPN News, ESPN Classic, ESPN Radio, ESPN the Magazine.
40 businesses that ESPN has.
Well, it's incredible. You know, I think it goes even beyond that, Scott. I think they not only televise sports, in many ways they define it. Mm-hmm. If you're a college basketball team and your games aren't on ESPN, do you really exist? And if you score a touchdown, don't you just have to take note of the fact by doing some kind of crazy dance in the end zone or celebrating with the fans jumping into the stands?
Here's a question I absolutely mean sincerely, although it's going to sound strange. Do you blame ESPN for the defeat of the U.S. Olympic basketball team? My point being that there are people that will tell you a whole new generation of basketball players have come into the game who really live just to make the slam dunk that gets them on SportsCenter.
There has been a dark side to what you'd have to call the SportsCenter highlight syndrome, hasn't there? It's now, instead of fundamentals that coaches used to emphasize, now the players' heads are turned by the big slam dunk or the home run or the home run trot or trash talking or in your face or that sort of thing. Now, instead of team play, what's emphasized is individual flamboyance.
The fact that athletes are earning such fantastic salaries these days, is that in any way traceable to the increased prominence that they get on ESPN?
Well, sure, because they've become personalities. ESPN has made them personalities. Instead of 2-minute, 3-minute, 5-minute sports highlights, we have a 24-hour network that delves into their personalities, that tells us who they are, that makes them interesting, like movie stars. And as a result, they get paid like movie stars.
Remember when ESPN began? There were all kinds of people, certainly not you or I, who said, my gosh, 24 hours a day sports, who are they, you know, how are they going to fill that? I guess what people didn't count on is the way they would create vehicles that entail sports gossip, and even some very fine in-depth sports reporting, it must be said, on some of their specials that they do, that they would turn it into a 24-hour industry by going into sports with a certain depth.
And then they went, that's absolutely true, but then they went beyond that by creating their own sports, like the X Game, mm-hmm. like the 2-day telecast of the NFL draft. And it turns out that the ability of sports fans to sit and absorb this, the willingness of them to, is infinite. Nobody understood that before. Nobody saw it quite that way. Americans will sit and watch anything as long as it's competition.
Ron Rappaport, who's our sports commentator, speaking from Chicago. He's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.